Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, the only libertarian show on national radio that allows you to express your opinions, whatever they may be, and talk about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160. That's the number to do that. 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And it's Ian.
And yeah, I evidently forgot to cut on the video streams. Thanks for that. I was working on something I should have done earlier. And didn't. So, anyway, good to be back, as always.
You've got a dog distracting the hell out of you.
I do. Right she now. She is... She wants me to play tug of war with her, and I can't do that while, you know, doing a show.
Mm-hmm.
So she's just going crazy with her little ducky right at my feet and just smacking me. I mean, what are you going to do? She's a puppy.
Can't even extend my feet under this table, otherwise they get gnawed on.
Oh, that's not good.
I'm afraid these shoes are going to... this is probably going to be their last season. If this dog doesn't come out of her teething moments. I'm assuming that's what it's all about going on right now. Yeah, her teeth hurt. Her teeth are growing.
For sure. I mean, she's like 11 weeks old at this point, maybe 12 weeks. I don't exactly remember.
Dog is huge.
Yeah, she's going to be huge, man.
I was just joking. I said she doubled in size since last week.
I don't know. That may not be incorrect.
No, she hasn't, but she is definitely bigger than last week.
Yeah. And she's only going to get bigger. So anyway, there's something about gorillas going on, or I don't know, a monkey.
Rainbow monkeys.
That's it. Rainbow. What? Can you run this? Give me an overview of why we're talking about a rainbow monkey.
So you hear about these types of stories every month or so, where you've got these library get-togethers. The kids get together and it's someone from the community does a little read-along, and the kids love it, and they come back every week.
Yeah,
and you always hear about something. The big one is the drag queen story hour, or whatever it is. Everyone's doing it. It's the coolest rage these days.
Yeah, I remember them. I remember seeing people get worked up about that, at the very least.
Conservatives hate drag queens.
Correct.
Who hates drag queens?
Conservatives.
Oh, sure.
It just riles them up.
When you find out 2 months later that the story hour teller in question was in fact a pedophile or ended up being one for whatever reason, then you got to wonder if this is the right way to do things. And
you don't want a pedophile leading your reading group at the library or whatever, but that's unrelated to whether or not the person is a drag queen.
That's true.
Exactly. But like I said, this turns out these weird things always seem to show up in the library, which is where
government runs the libraries. So, I mean, you shouldn't be surprised when libraries turn political.
Well, in this case, they had costume hour. Mm-hmm. And everyone showed up wearing different costumes. And one of the costumes this is England. This is the officials in London Redbridge Borough were left red-faced after a library event designed to promote readings amongst kids featured a monkey character in a costume that included a dangling fake genitalia and exposed buttocks.
That's the part that really confuses me.
And so what was even going through this person's head where they decided that they could just show up in front of a bunch of kids with a dildo, a colorful rainbow dildo between his legs and bare butt. I mean, what was going through this guy's head?
It's a strange choice, right? Because the rainbow monkey would have been weird enough, but all of the extra touches are...
There's no doubt that this person must have known that this was going to set people off. And maybe this was a publicity stunt on this person's case. Maybe, I don't know who this person is. Are they a drag queen? Or are they just a weirdo that likes to wear monkey outfits? But, this person may be trying to propel themselves into some sort of national conversation, get some attention for themselves so they can have a career or whatever.
Or just push the envelope in general, which is the way these things seem to be happening, going down.
Well, and also, presumably there's somebody who hired them or agreed to, you know, have them come in. When the person walks through the door saying, I'm here for my reading,
right.
You know, at that point you would think that somebody might say to them, yeah, the monkey suit, fine. The
rest of it,
that's got to come off.
The person was asked to leave, and he ran off, and he mooned the building on his way out.
Okay.
But it wasn't just one costume. There was more
so
than one.
So he didn't get to actually read the book?
He was asked to leave.
I see.
The costume, the costume and the actor wearing it came from Mandinga Arts. And that, by the way, is also it's a very curious name. It's, you change one letter and it's something else. A troupe of street performers based in Clapham South.
What is the other word you could change that into?
Mandingo.
Oh.
What does that mean?
I think it's a black porn star.
I had no idea.
I didn't either. I mean, that seems like a really obscure
that's
reference.
Obscure.
It's a really old word. I think it has going back to. To slavery times.
Okay, but you were saying this guy was part of some sort of artist collective?
Mm-hmm. The Mandinga Arts, and their website seems to be having difficulties. Maybe they took it down for whatever reason, but they do a lot of pride stuff. They do a lot of street performing. There's about the Day of the Dead. They're very, very outlandish costumes, for sure.
Okay.
And I don't know if this is...
Well, this would certainly qualify as outlandish.
It is. Have you pulled up a picture of it?
Just the ones they have here in the article you sent.
And that's the only pictures they got because
he walked the top up.
He walked in and then he walked right back out.
Where are they getting that it's a monkey? It doesn't look anything like a monkey to me.
I think it kind of looks like a monkey.
And is the other person
dressed like a construction worker?
Actually, it kind of looks like the lion from Wizard of Oz.
Is the other person dressed colorful. Like a strawberry?
Looks like a strawberry person, Statue of Liberty. I don't know.
I don't either. I have no idea why they thought this was going to be a good idea.
What do I search for to pull this picture up?
I
don't have it in front of me. I mean, I can see it sort of far away.
RT article is bare-bottomed monkey costume.
Okay.
That should come right on up. So anyways, he was asked to leave, and of course the community... got on the old Twitters and is questioning this. He's like, what was this guy thinking? I mean, why does it always have to go down this? Why do we always have to go over this bridge where you have someone who's trying to push the envelope? You know, are they?
What envelope was he even trying to push?
Well, if like Ian said, he was just trying to get some notoriety. You know, there's that.
Well, they succeeded at the very least.
Okay, they do have a full frontal in here of the guy.
It's pretty wild, huh?
It's insane.
It's colorful.
Now, the reason I bring up pushing the envelope, because there's another case that took place this week or earlier this week, where you have a San Franciscan gay choir,
right,
who put together a little ditty. Basically, the chorus goes like this. We're coming for your children, and there's nothing you can do about it. And
yeah.
I mean, it's very clearly a joke, right?
I don't think so.
They claim, some people claim it's satire.
Well, why don't you play the audio? I don't know if you have the video pulled up yet, but...
Now, of course, this is not their audio any longer because they took it down, or I think they privatized
it.
Oh, yeah, real quick, like.
Really?
Because the ratio of likes to dislikes was out of world.
When you say it's not their audio, what do you mean? What's she about to play?
This is someone who saved...
It's a copy.
It's a copy.
So it's the original audio, presumably.
Correct.
Okay.
But you're just frightened. You think that we'll corrupt your kids if our agenda goes unchecked. Funny, just this once, you're correct.
He's got a creepy expression.
Oh yeah, definitely. Blank-eyed.
Bit by bit, quietly and subtly, and you will barely notice it. We'll convert your children. Someone's gotta teach them not to hate.
Doesn't necessarily say it's going to convert them to be gay. just no, what they're saying. Hate.
The, yeah, that if it was just that line, I'd be like, all right, whatever. But no, you keep go, you keep. It's, it is definitely a gay move on their part to indoctrinate.
Well, the video is definitely, it's gay. It's one of the gayest things I've seen in a while. I mean, that's a given.
This seems like it's been edited, though. When I saw it, it didn't start in the way that this video did. I suspect this may not be the original version.
But the audio is the same.
The audio seems similar, but I think it's been cut.
It definitely seems to start sort of in the middle of the song instead of at
you
the end.
You should see if you can find one that's the full one.
Kona will have to find it. Mm-hmm. I can't just Google stuff.
We'll see what we can figure out.
More it. Coming up here. We're going to look for the original audio. 603-283-6160 if you want to join the discussion. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, it is Free Talk Live. Aria had to step away. The dog was just too energetic tonight for her. It is distracting.
I don't miss dogs. I don't miss them at all. I'm a cat person through and through. Okay. I can control them. I can, you know, out of sight, out of mind. They don't really bother me, and they don't eat my shoes.
Yeah,
and I don't have to walk them 3-4 times a day.
They've got their downsides, but they also have their perks. You know, when it came to Jazzy, the former studio beast here at Free Talk Live, obviously when she was a puppy, it was a different story. But later on, she was very well behaved, had no issues whatsoever.
But when they're puppies, man.
When you've got a puppy in the house, you can't do anything else. I mean, it is just puppy all the time. You got to pay attention. You got to take them out every hour. Just make sure they don't pee in the house. And it's a full-time job.
Yeah.
You got to have time for it.
I don't.
The number, if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. We're not talking about dogs tonight. We're talking about, right now, some bizarre things, and some people would say disturbing and scary things that have been going on with some members of the quote-unquote gay community. Because remember, there's a lot of gay people out there, and some of them aren't as offensive, let's say, as others. So,
yeah, and most of the time you don't even know they're gay.
That's
right. Unless you get into conversation with them and, oh, all right.
And they want you to know.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think these are definitely, this choir, this especially this blank-staring, blank-eyed singer here who seems to be the lead, he definitely wants you to know.
Now, do you have any background on this gay men's choir thing?
All I really know is that there was a backlash. They said they were getting death threats, and of course the likes to dislike ratio was just crazy, and so they took it down real quick, like, and then they say they also
Let's back up.
The original?
I presume.
Is it who is the host? The YouTube host?
SFGMC-TV, San Francisco Gay Men's Choir TV.
Maybe they decided that.
Here's their message. The San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus was founded in part to fight discrimination and bigotry against all peoples. Today, our chorus members are facing death threats, vile attacks, false accusations, doxing, and other forms of harassment because of our satirical video performance, Message from the Gay Community. I want you to decide whether this is satire or not here in a moment when we play this. Quote, we placed the video in private mode to quell the intolerance and hateful responses from mostly anonymous people. Upon reflection, we have made it live again for all to see the satirical and obviously tongue-in-cheek humor. We want everyone to judge for themselves. We will not allow ourselves, even in the face of death threats, to retreat or bow to attempts to twist our words, meaning self-deprecation and humor. We are thankful for the efforts of the San Francisco Police Department and law enforcement for their quick response and assistance in handling these threats. The San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus is dedicated to being role models, teaching, and spreading the message of love, inclusion, humor, and celebration through our music. We believe most fervently in open dialogue, communication, and free speech. And I support all of those things.
Yep.
We Absolutely. Will continue to do so through our music. We invite everyone else to join us. And then they go on here. This, I guess, was the original description. The San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus performed a tongue-in-cheek song commissioned by an external arts organization, which ironically had a simple message around teaching young people to speak out against anti-LGBTQ hate. The chorus sings in harmony, quote, someone's got to teach them not to hate, unquote. As a result of manipulation from anti-LGBT media figures, the chorus is now facing uncalled for and disgusting threats of violence, as well as hate and harassment across social media. And that's not okay, but should they really be surprised, given the content of this song? Let's get into it, shall we?
Basically, this is where they messed up when they started getting kids involved.
Into it, yeah.
This is the same thing that happened with the whole James Gunn fiasco.
Who's that?
He's the Guardians of the Galaxy director who got fired a couple years back, and then
the one that had like a taste for teens or whatever.
He back in the day, like a decade ago, he posted like a good 20 or so really vile
tweets right?
about babies and things.
Oh my! Okay.
And of course he's working for Disney, which supposedly is making movies for kids and stuff. I think he was rightfully fired. But if he had said if those jokes were about anything else, you know, it would have been all right. It would have been, you know, stupid funny, George Carlin funny. But he was talking about babies and young kids, and that's where you just don't do it, man. Why? It's not acceptable. It is not acceptable. Yeah. And a lot of the people who do these types of things don't have kids. So I guess in some aspects you have to be a parent to put your mind in this place. And you shouldn't have to be, but I think being a parent myself. I hear things like this about indoctrinating kids. It's openly coming right out and saying, we are going to indoctrinate your kid. Oh, we're going to teach them about not hating and all. But then what about all the rest of these lyrics? Where do those fit in?
We're going to get into it here. If you want to weigh in on this, maybe you've already seen this video and you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Let's jump into this video. Now, this is the purported original. SFGMCTV is their channel. Here we go.
So to those of you out there who are still working against equal rights, we have a message for you.
You think we're sinful?
Pause that for a second, Ian. Here's my question. Every time I hear these arguments about, you know, equal rights and the lack of, what gays out there are being, you know, it's not 1980 anymore. It's 2021. Well, where are these people being?
Certainly not in San Francisco. No. I mean, the mecca of, you know, being gay and, you know, where you should go if you want to be around the most gay people you possibly can be. But, you know, Conan, I mean, I'm not going to doubt for a moment that in the Bible Belt of the United States, there's probably
still... Which is where we're from.
Not me.
I haven't been there in 20 years, and I don't remember any of this happening. I had gay friends in high school.
You grew up in Tennessee.
No, Florida.
Florida's not the Bible Belt.
But I did spend 5 years in Tennessee.
Yeah, okay. Florida's not the Bible Belt.
One of my coworkers at Walmart in Tennessee was he was flamboyantly gay, and everyone loved his ass.
There's no doubt things are changing in the direction of more acceptance and more tolerance, and it definitely seems like these people are looking for a fight. Right, they are trying to start something. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying death threats are okay, but they shouldn't be surprised when they go out there and rattle the cage.
Right, right? He's talking about inequity or inequality.
Mm-hmm.
Where is this actually taking place, or is this in some movie that you watch? Is it are you actually experiencing this in San Francisco, where people are spitting on you or calling you names?
It seems unlikely.
Calling you slurs.
Yeah,
I don't buy it. I do not buy it.
Let me go on here.
You fight against our rights. You say we all lead lives you can't respect. But you're just frightened. You think that we'll corrupt your kids if our agenda goes unchecked.
Okay, I buy that argument. That's a true argument right there, especially in the Bible Belt you're talking about. There's some conservative Christians out there who are adamantly against their kids being anywhere near anything gay.
Right. They believe that it will infect them.
Yes, exactly.
Which generally isn't how this works, as I understand.
Well, you had this argument where social media extremists, if I see a meme with a frog on it, I'm going to turn into a Hitler. If Pepe the Frog is on my Facebook screen, immediate extremist.
603-283-6160. You can jump into the conversation and join us here on...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More than 140 Cubans have been detained or disappeared in a widening crackdown by Cuba's security forces, according to international rights advocates. monitoring the aftermath of the anti-regime protests that swept the island nation on Sunday. While demonstrators did not return to the streets of Havana or other cities in force for a second day on Tuesday, tensions remain high in Havana, where security forces have reportedly fanned out across the Cuban capital and are even going door to door searching for organizers of the nation's largest protests in decades. A new inflation report is sending markets into the red, the Dow losing 107 points to close at 34,888 on Tuesday, the S&P losing 15, and the NASDAQ dropping 55 points as well. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine is getting a neurological condition warning.
The Food and Drug Administration has issued a warning about a rare side effect from one COVID vaccine. The FDA said Monday it was investigating 100 reported cases of Guillain-Barré syndrome, a rare neurological disorder. Patients reported developing the syndrome after receiving the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. The agency said it was updating its material for the vaccine to note an association between the shot and GBS, but says a causal relationship can't be established with the preliminary data. The 100 cases reported were among more than 12.5 million doses administered. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Two Ohio hospital workers are on leave after a transplant patient received the wrong kidney. University Hospitals officials in Cleveland say the kidney is compatible for the person who got it, but the other patient now has their surgery delayed. The mix-up happened on July 2nd, and the hospital is trying to figure out what happened. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The number, if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I just had to reboot the phone system, so apologies to anybody that was trying to get in earlier. I'm going to get you on the air, get your thoughts on whatever's on your mind, although right now we are discussing the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus, who stirred up some controversy recently and then received a bunch of death threats for what they had to say.
Allegedly.
Well, I mean, I buy it. I mean, there's some nasty people out there on the internet, Conan.
Definitely.
Whether or not these men in San Francisco have to face the kind of hate they're facing online in real life, I doubt. But when people are, you know, feeling safe behind the protection of their computer monitor, they tend to act way differently than they would actually act.
That's where the troll comes out in you.
Yeah, and so, you know, instead of having to deal with just people in the streets of San Francisco, where you're more likely to just have to, you know, encounter some homeless man taking a dump than I think, you know, any real threat, at least if you're a gay man. Then, you know, you're going to encounter some really nasty stuff from people all over the internet when you, you know, stir up controversy. And they definitely did. By the way, Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, well, freedomsphoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. So we were just starting the audio here from this this video called, quote, "A Message from the Gay Community." And, Conan, you were immediately skeptical that gay men are facing, or gay people in general, are facing the kind of negativity and
discrimination
that they describe here.
In this year, 2021, I don't buy it.
Oh, sorry, Aria just stepped back into the studio.
They described being discriminated against in this video?
Not in any
Western country, for sure.
That's at their core of the song. They're talking about that we don't have equal rights, we've been discriminated against.
I'll jump it back. We're only a few seconds in here.
And we want to teach your kids to not hate, and I think that's a good message.
That's a great message.
But then in the chorus, they're talking about coming for your kids, and we'll do it subtly, and we'll do it.
It sounds creepy.
Without you knowing about it. You won't even notice. We're just going to sneak in the cover of night, and we're going to steal your kids from you.
It sounds, you know, dastardly. It sounds like a nasty plot. Let's go in here with more audio.
Pride on the progress we've made over these past years, there's still work to be done. So to those of you out there who are still working against equal rights, we have a message for you.
By the way, Aria, they had taken this video down, and now they have restored it. So this is the original.
And I'm scrolling through, and I'm not seeing these death threats.
You fight against our rights. You say we all lead lives you can't respect.
Well, there's a good chance death threats have been removed from the comments. You know what I mean? That's probably something that they are cleansing, I would imagine, off of this video. But
I would leave them up.
I think that they would want... Sure. I would leave them up. Like, look at this. But no, what I'm seeing is you're grooming kids. This song is only teaching people to hate gays, which is, why are you doing this? Why would you come out with this message and create more division? You should be, singing songs to bring people together, right?
That's what they thought they were doing, but they couldn't have imagined, or that they would pretend as though that they couldn't have imagined this would have caused the controversy that it did. It seems to me like they were absolutely throwing down a gauntlet here, I think.
But you're just frightened. You think that we'll corrupt your kids if our agenda goes unchecked. Just this once, you're correct.
Now, satirical is what they claim that this particular video is. I gotta say, I'm not a fan of either side on this. Remember, there's plenty of gay people out there. Not all of them agree with this particular choir and their approach on this, so let's make sure we're clear on that.
Yeah, this particular video, it makes me like gay people less.
It makes me like these gay people, not at all. I don't generalize about gay people in general because they're all individuals and they're all different. I'm sure there's plenty of them out there that are like, facepalming over this ridiculous video and this terrible approach to trying to open communication. Because they say in their description that they're in favor of,
That is a long description.
Well, it's more of a talk. They're talking about like what happened, and this is an update to their original video. But they say they're in favor of openness and where is it here? Here it is. Love, inclusion, humor, celebration through our music, open dialogue, communication, and free speech. Got to agree with all those things. But they weren't looking to open a dialogue here. They were looking to have a fight. They were looking to offend.
Yeah.
And they were looking to make people mad. And that's what they've, succeeded in doing. And then acting like, oh, my God, how could you be so terrible?
Proving our point. Look, we were right all along. Look at all these haters out there.
Yeah, you knew what you were going to get. Now, that's not to say that the people that they're against are any better. I mean, the people that they are fighting against here are definitely intolerant people who are paranoid. The idea being that just having gay people existing and expressing themselves is somehow going to infect Christian children and turn them gay is absolutely ridiculous.
Does that person even exist, though?
Didn't you grow up with those people?
They weren't how that guy is portraying them.
Okay, but they did send... You're not gay, per se, but they did send you to a Pray the Gay Away camp, didn't they?
Sure.
Ooh.
So that's... I think those are the kinds of people that they're targeting with this, is that level of confusion.
And by the way, I also grew up in a very similar situation to Aria. Mm. I never went to Pray the Gay Away camp, but I had... My music CDs were burned at one time. And
really?
Or bad Stephen King books. They were thrown in the fire, too.
See, I wasn't even allowed those. Like,
oh, man.
I wasn't either. That's when they got burned.
Them. Yeah.
My grandmother screened everything that I... wouldn't even let me play Dungeons & Dragons for the longest because she was just convinced that it was devil worship, right? Because that's what her pastor
has
said.
That's what the pastor told
And you
them,
are now the leader of the satanic, the Reformed Satanic Church.
Fair point.
Backfire. Total backfire.
Maybe they were right.
But you know, I do believe my parents have really settled down.
Okay.
They would facepalm because of this song, because of the mistake, I believe, on the part of this choir, but not because it's because of the agenda.
Yeah, this is throwing gasoline on a relatively small campfire at this point, right? Like,
right.
As far as the actual hate in people's lives these days, I'm not going to say it doesn't exist. You know, I didn't grow up in the Bible Belt. I don't know how bad it was. You did, Aria. I mean,
it's probably better now.
You think so?
I would imagine so. I mean, these things.
So you still did want to get out of there?
Oh yeah,
right?
And I have no desire to ever go back.
This country has definitely leaned further left in my 42 years on this planet.
Well, I don't think you have to be left or right.
This is a left agenda.
Okay, but I don't think you have to be left or right to just allow people to be gay. Right? That's just, hey, you have your life, I have mine.
It's all about open mindedness.
If you're right.
Well, that's a left-leaning characteristic.
Open-minded.
Absolutely. No, it's not. Oh, absolutely.
They just believe that they're open-minded. But the reality is they're not.
When it comes to social values, yes. It is all about open-mindedness being a left characteristic. Whereas a right-wing conservative doesn't want change, doesn't want to...
I'll agree with you that the right-wing conservatives will push back against change. That's sort of their nature, and that's what they do. But I think a lot of the liberals who claim to be open-minded aren't as open-minded as they would want to seem to be.
On social aspects, I think... I agree with you.
Yeah.
Around here, a lot of left-leaning Democrat types, a lot of union, Blue Dog Union types, or whatever they call themselves, incredibly conservative when it comes to changes. Mm-hmm. Changes here in the city of Keene. They don't want anything to change. They're building two more roundabouts out there in front of Walmart.
Mm.
And everyone is losing their you-know-what, because it's like, we don't want any more change. We want it to be like it is.
Yeah.
And of course, they have...
But it's inefficient the way it is.
It is, absolutely. Two types of people in this world. People who absolutely love roundabouts because they make so much sense, and people who hate them.
And I know that they used eminent domain to seize the property from some of these people.
It never helps.
It doesn't help, I think, but it just makes too much... roundabouts make so much more sense.
I got more from this video, because there's a choir that comes in. This is just the first guy. There's like a whole screen of,
creepy,
of hundreds,
creepy,
dozens.
Dead-eyed singer.
We'll continue here with more. Your thoughts are welcome. 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Talk Live. You're welcome to join the discussion. 603-283-6160 is the call in line for you to do that. 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. It's the place to go to learn about cryptocurrency. If you haven't learned about this world-changing technology, then go to Bitcoin.com. Click Getting Started at the top. There's a number of short videos for you to teach you the basics. It's really simple, really quick, and it's the best way to learn just the basics. I mean, there's a lot of information there that you can dive into if you so desire, but the basics are really just what you need to get started. And if you already are one of these people who has dived into it, Bitcoin.com still has something for you at news.bitcoin.com, where they keep you up to date on all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com, your source for everything related to cryptocurrency. Let's go to the phones, though. We've got Hugh, who is calling from the Bible Belt. Hugh, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was listening to this whole, was it church that's doing this recording for this stupid thing indoctrinated kids?
No, it's not a church. I don't think they describe themselves as a church. They are just a chorus, singers.
Okay. Well, anyway, I was listening to you guys talking about this guy. And, I don't know what his end game would be on this, because, I mean, anytime, like, I take exception to schools trying to indoctrinate my children on certain topics.
Such as what?
The big one these days is critical race theory.
Oh, man, critical race theory.
What is critical race theory?
The wars, I don't know.
Hugh, what is critical race theory?
I try to ignore it. I don't know.
But you don't know what your kids
I take exception to schools. I just take exception to them existing at all, because all they are there for is to indoctrinate children with loving the government, with loving the state, with fearing the state, with obedience, with worshiping the state, and with whatever other propaganda they want to shove down their throat. I don't care who's in charge. I don't care if it's conservatives that want to shove, you know, religious Bible propaganda down kids' throats, or it's, you know, the liberals that want to shove, you know, whatever so-called tolerance that they want to shove down kids' throats. I think it all needs to end.
What are your thoughts on critical race theory, though, Hugh?
All right, I know what it is, right? I know not to like it. I just don't know how to describe it in words, right? So it's not that I don't know what critical race theory is.
I think you don't know what it is. I think you heard about it on Fox News, and they told you to be angry, and you became angry.
No, actually, I don't watch Fox News. I haven't watched the news since I went to Iraq because they lie. So yeah.
They do lie.
I don't know what it is.
What is it?
No,
I don't know. But I don't have an opinion on it, you know?
Well, I mean,
the whole deal, I don't understand, because with him doing this, he's really just fighting a fire of people who really don't have an opinion otherwise. But
you're talking about the gay, video now. You're back to the gay video?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm back to that, because that's what I was talking about. But I just don't, what is in game view is just confusing.
Well, it's not just to him. We're only 40 seconds into this video. It's only got one singer at the very beginning, but it blows up into dozens of men harmonizing on the screen. So you'll get a taste of that here in just a moment, I'm sure.
Yeah, thank you for the call tonight, Hugh. I can't imagine what these people were thinking, what effect they thought this was going to have either, but I guess we should get through more of the video before we try
to
figure out
what... If they know they're fighting so-called hate, they must have known that they would receive it. How could they possibly have been ignorant of that? The internet we're talking about.
Yes. And, you know, as you point out, if this hate existed, then just doing a video on the internet was going to result in it. And
absolutely.
Instead, they did the most incendiary video they could think of. Or, I mean, there's probably significantly worse things they could have done, like dress as a rainbow gorilla and try to read a book to kids.
Yeah, because they could have sang about peace and tolerance and the other things that they said that they support, that I think we all said we support as well.
Yeah, that would have been great.
They could have sang about those things without saying, we're going to convert your children.
We'll convert your children.
And look at his face.
Bit by bit, quietly and subtly, and you will barely notice it.
I mean, is it wrong to say that that's an S-eating grin on his face right there?
I'm not sure. I don't know what that means.
Okay. Well,
it's a passive aggressive. I'm going to get under your skin, and I'm starting to fight in my own way, and I hope that you punch me to prove me right.
Mm-hmm.
That's where he's going with that. It's just he's kind of spooky.
Smarmy, okay? He looks smarmy.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, absolutely, yeah. And if you believe yourself to be a victim, then you're going to do things to make yourself into a victim. He is daring people to punch him, basically, because he wants to be the victim. He wants to prove to the world that he's right. But even if someone were to physically attack him, which obviously they shouldn't, it wouldn't be because he's gay. It's because he made this video talking about corrupting children. And I don't think I would... I don't even like the idea that they're expressing the idea of, you know, allowing a child to be gay as corrupting that child.
I don't believe this is satire as they say that it is, but even if it was intended to be satire, surely they must know that the intended audience doesn't really get satire.
Yeah,
not that deep.
That's an excellent point.
Yeah.
From disco, warn about San Francisco. Make him wear pleated pants, we don't care. We'll convert your children. We'll make them tolerant and fair.
At first I didn't get why you'd be so scared of us turning your children into accepting, caring people, but I see now why you'd have a problem with that.
See, that's what I don't get. They're not trying to corrupt the children into being gay. They're trying to, quote, corrupt them into being more open and more tolerant.
Yeah, except some of the terms, some of the verbiage that they use, like,
we will make them
more tolerant. Why can't it be more like, we'll teach them? We will create this dialogue.
Exactly.
I like that a lot better than, we will make your kids more tolerant.
I have to agree.
Just like you worried, they'll change their group of friends. You won't approve of where they go at night to protest. But when you'll be
disgusted when they start finding things online that you've kept far from their sight.
Like information.
Guess what? You'll still be alright. We'll convert your children. Yes, we will.
Reaching one and all. There's really no escaping it.
Cause even grandma likes RuPaul.
And the world's getting kinder.
Gen Z's gayer than Grindr. Learn to love, learn to vote, face your fate.
Who's Gen Z?
I have no idea.
Generation.
Oh. I didn't realize it until you said it either. Okay.
Is Gen Z even gay?
I thought it was a pop culture.
I thought they were all neutral these days. They're not having sex. They don't. They don't date. They don't go out. They're all like.
That's a good point.
Queer, neutral, or something.
They call it demisexual, I think.
Yeah, so I won't say where, but somebody I know started working with someone who is like 18 or 19 and describes herself as a demigirl. And I had to go and look that up because I didn't really know what that was. But it's somebody who doesn't really necessarily feel like a girl all the time, apparently, I think.
This is all new
to
me.
That sounds like genderqueer to me. Okay. Demisexual, as I understand it, is...
Different. It's different than a demisexual.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's what I first thought it was... demisexual. I've heard of this, but I still didn't remember what that meant. So what does that mean, the demisexual?
A demisexual is someone who is not able to have sexual relations with someone that they haven't formed a close emotional bond with.
Okay.
A demigirl is someone who partially but not fully identifies as a woman or girl, whatever their assigned gender at birth.
Right, so no relation to the demisexual.
They may or may not identify as another gender in addition to feeling partially a girl or a woman. There's so many of these.
Genderqueer, right?
I think this is just another one of those everyone wants to have their own unique title.
Well, look at
they
the
want
word
to be different.
Look at demisexual. It basically means someone who doesn't sleep around. And they created an alphabet. They created a new letter to go into the alphabet soup so that they could be one of these, you know, oppressed minorities. It's absolutely just expanding to include all sorts. I mean, basically, you're just straight. And you don't sleep around. Okay, good for you. But that's not a sexual orientation.
I'm super straight.
Yeah, I recall that little fiasco as well.
Convert your children. Someone's got to teach them not to hate. We're coming for them.
Now, let's describe this. So it was first just the guy, then the second guy comes in, and now on screen we've got at least, seven on the top row, another six on the side, so
probably
you got 40 or 50 at least guys here that come in with this choir, all filmed individually.
Well, because they were social distancing,
right.
For sure.
Another one of their songs is Vaccine.
The Vax.
That's corrupting people. 603-283-6160. What are your thoughts?
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.